Have you heard the following from your dentist?
Sorry, you'll need another crown. Oh, sorry, you'll need several crowns. Well, it looks like we're going to have to fill some more cavities, and it probably won't be cheap.
And let's not forget the dreaded one.
I'm afraid we're going to have to do a root canal.
If you've heard that from your current or past dentist, you don't want to miss a minute of this radio show. Because Dr. Randy Shoup and his Microscope Dentistry by Shoup team are changing patients' lives by avoiding crowns, preventing cavities for a lifetime, and they do everything they possibly can to avoid root canals. The biomimetic dental approach is all about preserving teeth, not immediately breaking them down, so more and more future procedures will be needed. Microscope Dentistry by Shoup, located in Indianapolis, is about long-term health and preventing repeated big bills. You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. We're online at ddsradio.com. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
I'll take care of you.
Well, hello, everybody. It is great to have you here. Thank you very, very much for deciding to spend another hour with me. This is where you go to learn things you're never going to learn anywhere else. You're going to hear information you simply cannot find any other place. This is all going to equip you to be able to make really high-quality decisions for yourself, for your family. You can help your friends. You can be the one that sets a new path for health for you and everybody around you for the rest of your life. That's what it's all about. We help you let you be better. And you know how it works. If you are a veteran of the program, you know. If you're a rookie, let me tell you. We start out in Dental School 101. We hold hands, we walk down the hall, we take our seat in class, and today we have an incredibly special guest in studio with me, a really good friend of mine, colleague from the sunny state of Florida, Dr. Chris Lang. And Chris and I are going to chat about the newest revelations about how dentistry is delivered for all of our patients, his and mine, by virtue of the fact that he and I are both members of the Academy of Microscope Enhanced Dentistry. We're going to be trading stories, swapping information. You all get to listen in. And in Ask the Expert, we're going to continue the conversation because he has just spent an entire 2-day slug with me, watching me, following me, kind of going behind, letting him see all of the things I do in terms of biomimetic dentistry. And he's going to tell you his reaction to that, his interpretation of what biomimetic dentistry means for all of you great patients. So that is the exciting format. And you get to meet my good buddy, Kevin. Now, let me ask you, have you ever asked the question, why didn't somebody tell me this a long time ago on whatever topic it may be? Have you ever been denied information that if you'd have just been told this, you'd have made an entirely different set of decisions? Well, let me tell you, Kevin has come to that realization big time in the world of dentistry, and he is anxious to share that story with you. But first, what is the coldest you've ever been? Where is it that you've gone to that has been the coldest location you've ever had to experience? I mean, we're talking bone chilling. Oh my gosh, I've never been colder than this. Think about that. And I'm telling you, I got you beat. And I'm going to tell you all about it right now.
Note to self.
Time to go under the microscope.
Please make a note of it.
Well, just so you all know, we're starting out this conversation on an even playing field. I hate being cold. I can sit in the sun in 90 degrees, sweat like a beast. I'm a happy camper. But you get me cold? Oh, no. This article, scientific article, just literally, figuratively, literally put a chill through my bones. Listen to this. Absolute zero is the coldest anything can ever get in the universe. And scientists just broke a record by coming within a trillionth of a degree of achieving absolute zero in a new experiment. At the fundamental level, temperature is actually simply a measure of how active molecules and atoms are. The more active they are, the more they bang around, the hotter they get. The more they are still, the colder they get. When you get to the point where the molecules actually stop, you are at absolute zero. And this occurs at minus 459.67, if you're particular, degrees Fahrenheit, also known as minus 273.15 degrees centigrade, also known as absolute zero, or 0 degrees Kelvin on the Kelvin scale. It was this limit that scientists at the University of Bremen, Germany, approached when they took a cloud of about 100,000 rubidium atoms trapped in a magnetic field and cooled them to about 2 billionths of a degree Celsius in a vacuum chamber, creating something known as a Bose-Einstein condensate. This in and of itself broke the record, but researchers pushed things a little further by simulating deep space condition using a 120-foot-tall free-fall tower by dropping this vacuum chamber off of the tower and rapidly flipping the magnetic fields on and off. They were able to create a world of microgravity, and they came to within 38 trillionths of a degree Kelvin, almost absolute zero. Why on earth does this matter, and why is it important? Here's what the cool part is. When you get down into that cold of a temperature, all kinds of bizarre things start to happen. According to the scientists over at Live Science, light that you flip on a light switch, light at that cold of a temperature turns into a liquid that can actually be poured into a container. So light becomes condensed enough that it can be poured into a container. Helium atoms actually stop experiencing friction, so you achieve a frictionless state. And atoms can actually exist in two locations at the exact same time. All quantum physics stuff. Most importantly, though, and most practically, when you get that cold, whatever you're working with becomes superconductive, meaning there's virtually no resistance to electrical current going through it. And why is that important? Because if you can get stuff that cold, you can use a lot less electricity to run something. Absolute zero is, though, indeed a theoretical point, because just like the speed of light, we can never really achieve the speed of light. You can't ever really achieve absolute zero because the amount of work necessary to drive everything down to absolute zero is more energy than exists in the entire universe. So you can't ever get there, but man, are we getting close. And if you've ever been within a trillionth of absolute zero, you've been a lot colder than I've been. So there you have it. Cool science. Think about this. Cooling light down to the point where you can pour it into a container like a liquid. That's just amazing. Now, up next, you get to be introduced to my good friend, Dr. Chris Lang of Florida, and we are going to tell you why microscopes are absolutely the only thing you want to see hanging from the wall of your dental office besides the diploma. I'll tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com.
We're bringing you True Reality Radio, real-life dental situations with professional microscopic dentistry solutions. And we're confident your current dentist is not doing what Dr. Shoup is doing on a daily basis. This is Dental School 101 on the Dr. Shoup Show. We're online at ddsradio.com. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it is so good to have you here. Thank you very, very much. And I am absolutely thrilled and excited that this day is here because I've been planning this for a long time. And I have in studio, sitting across the desk from me, a really good friend of mine, a guy that I met on the journey along the pathway of microscope dentistry. I have Dr. Christopher Lang with me. How are you, Chris?
Hey, Randy. You doing all right, bud?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. He hails from the sunny state of Florida, Tallahassee to be specific. Tell everybody, I know the story, but give everybody a little bit of your educational journey, because you've been around a few places, yeah. And how you wound up in Tallahassee.
Yeah, I went to undergrad at Florida A&M for school, so that's how I got my start in Tallahassee. And it just ended up being a good place. My wife and I had a church home there, and so it was kind of a good place to start. Her mentor, for her career, she's an attorney, so her mentor was there. So it just gave us a good place to start. But we graduated both from Florida A&M, and then I went to Meharry Medical College, which is in Nashville, Tennessee. And then I ended up in residency at the University of Tennessee at Knoxville. And so we all just kind of trotted through Tennessee and then came back to Florida. So,
because anybody that goes to the University of Tennessee at Knoxville, we have a soft spot in our heart because that's where Peyton Manning went to school.
I see. Yes.
So
yes.
So the whole Indiana connection, Peyton Manning, it's all good. So
it's good to be blessed by Indiana.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's all good. Where did you get to? See, I know the answer to these questions, but you don't. So the audience doesn't. I'll play along. Tell me where you got introduced to the dental microscope.
It was in residency. I had an attending who was visiting. He wasn't. He was basically volunteer faculty.
Okay.
And he had a private office, he would just kind of introduce us through lecture to these new ways of treating patients. And he showed me one case that he had where he cut a crown, unfortunately. He cut a crown in the middle of a tooth. He put the margin smack dab in the middle and was able to hide it. And it was, the lecture started out, can you find the margin? And so it was more about teaching us precision, which was a good lesson, and we couldn't find it. And once he finally told us where it was, he was saying, you can't do this with naked eye, nor can you do it with loops. I don't care how high the power is. If you don't have a microscope, you can't do this. And so from that point on, I knew I'm going to graduate. I might have to work for a doctor this first job. But as soon as I get a practice of my own, microscope.
Bang, microscope.
Done. And, so it did. And so that happened. I bought a practice in 2016. And I bought it from an older doctor. There were still paper charts. It was just old.
It was an antique practice.
It was an antique practice, and I did not care because all the money I had was going to go to technology, and the first thing I bought was a microscope.
Good for you, man. Yeah. That's an incredibly cool thing because in the world of dentistry, somebody coming out like you, that's an investment that would be way down on somebody's list if it was on the list at all. You mm-hmm. would be purchasing a lot of other high-tech stuff. But for you to have the concept and the perception that this is going to change the quality of everything I do, that's pretty remarkable.
It was more about making an impact. I knew that the practice I was buying was small. I didn't really have the intent of having a mega practice. I just wanted to have an impact. I wanted to be able to be proud of the work I did and know that my patients were made better.
Sure.
And so that had to start with good technology. It had to start with my approach to treatment. And so that was a no-brainer.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you and I are motivated by a lot of the similar things in that it's not the bazillions of patients that you can run through your practice. It's just that when somebody sits in your chair, you know that at the end of that time,
they got the best of me.
They got the best. They got the best they could possibly get. Mm-hmm. I've given you all I can give you, and I've used the technology that would outstrip pretty much anybody else on doing anything for you.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool. So as you have gone through and matured in your use of the microscope, just as a spoiler alert here, Chris is actually obviously a member of the Academy of Microscope Enhanced Dentistry. He's one of our board members, and you went through the certification.
I did.
I'm
a fellow now.
Yep. He's certified. He is a bona fide microscope user.
Right.
And it's a pretty arduous test.
It is. It takes a little effort. Takes some time. You know, I had to wait probably 3 years to finish. You know, just for the meetings to come around and complete the coursework.
Sure.
But it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Shooting for the mastership.
There you go. You know? Go for it.
Yeah, man.
That's it. Just I don't want to stand up there by myself. With a few others. Yeah. So in terms of what you do now, though, mm-hmm. is you've made another transition into almost an administrative position. Tell everybody what you're doing now.
Yeah. So in 2019, I did close my office. And so now I'm in a administrative role. I'm a dental director for a federally qualified health center. And so that's been a really, you know, good service that we've been doing. I am dying to get back under my microscope, but right now that's what we're doing. And so it's been great.
And so who do you serve with that program?
Really, it's a mixed bag of patients. It's really about access. And so the mission of the office that I work for, the company, is just to make medicine and dentistry accessible to anybody. And so we see Medicaid patients, you know, that kind of patient base. We have private pay. We have private insurance. So it's really just about access. Just giving people the best of you with the widest net.
And so kids, moms and dads, grandmothers,
everybody,
whoever walks through the door.
And then
obviously this is around the Tallahassee area.
Yes, sir. Yes,
by
sir.
You.
Yeah. 6 to 96.
From 6 to
6 to 96. Doesn't matter. I actually have a 96-year-old patient, a few of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I do, too.
Which is actually encouraging because medicine is making life a lot easier to live.
Yeah.
And I mean, my 96-year-old patients are still cutting the grass and driving each other around. So it's pretty cool.
That's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
What you've been up to my place, and we have hung out together here. And so what other technology, obviously you're very familiar mm-hmm. with the microscope. What other mm-hmm. technology that I have and use is interesting for you?
I think the laser.
Okay.
Definitely for the airway
sure.
Treatments. I definitely can dig, you know, that service. For me, I'm going to tell you what was most impressive for me was the hygiene. Hygiene was big for me. I mean,
with our use of ozone?
Ozone blew me away.
Okay.
Blew me away. Because I'm going to tell you, when I had my private office, we had what was called, I learned this from a doctor up in Clearwater. He has the Holy Triad. And it's the same approach, but again, if we're doing bonded additive restorations.
Sure.
We have to make sure that we're not leaving any type of film, any type of contaminant on the surface of the tooth.
Right.
So with the Holy Triad, you're scrubbing the tooth with 4% chlorhexidine.
Sure.
Tublicid, basically sodium hypochlorite bleach.
Yeah.
And so it will get the tooth really clean.
Right.
But I don't know how confident we can be.
Sure.
With not leaving anything on the surface.
Yep.
It's clean. It's bacteria free. But again, we need Bontrin.
Yep.
And so with the ozone, it's basically just water.
Yeah.
There's nothing to contaminate the surface.
It's just activated water.
Man,
yeah.
It blew me away. I said, got to get it.
Yeah.
Got to get it.
And so, what Dr. Lang, what Chris is talking about is that many, many dental instructors are trying to teach a variety of different techniques on once you clean the cavity out of the tooth, there's no way that you've removed all of the bacteria. So there is a series, and they call it the Holy Triad, of these three different ingredients that you scrub a tooth with that is supposed to kill all the bacteria. Well, the problem is these things are so caustic, and they are so potent, and they have a lot of additives and stuff in them that will stick to the tooth. When you get ready to put the restoration on the tooth, do you have a whole bunch of industrial solvents stuck to the tooth instead of actually being able to bond to the tooth? Yeah. So we showed him the technique on how we use ozone, which is basically water that we bubble and hypersaturate with ozone, and there's no contaminants whatsoever. So I mean, that's kind of a fun thing.
It is the man. It blew me away.
That's really cool.
Gotta have it.
And then the other thing we got you with was we run the ozone through all of our water systems.
I'm gonna think. Okay. Full disclosure. So my attending, the same attending who taught me the microscope.
Yeah.
He has a complete filter system running all of his water lines.
Okay.
And
sure.
So again, it's the same goal in mind.
Right.
But again, it's just water.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, and it was even confirmed when you told me, I send my lines to get tested to make sure they're free of bacteria.
Sure.
And they think it's a malfunction. They think there's something wrong.
This can't be right.
This can't be right.
Yeah.
It's just free of bacteria.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that right there, the ozone, just can't wait.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, we are going to continue this conversation in a moment. But first, you're going to have a little bit of a break, and then we're going to come right back because I want Dr. Lang to share with you. He went through our new patient experience today, and he's going to tell you from his perspective, from another dentist's perspective, what the heck was that all about? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at DTSradio.com. Did you know that most dentists are practicing over 100-year-old tactics? It's regretfully true. And that means they suggest crowns when you don't need them. And many old-school dentists out there do not treat your teeth with microscopic and biomimetic technology. That's why we're here, to inform you, teach other dentists around the world, and help our listeners uncover the dental industry insider truths. This is Ask the Expert on the Dr. Shoup Show. We're online at ddsradio.com. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it is so good to have you here. Thank you very, very much for deciding to spend some time with me. And we are going to continue our conversation with Dr. Chris Lang of Tallahassee, Florida. He was up. He is a friend of mine visiting the office. We are both microscope dentists. And Chris, you were mentioning about you using the microscope and about the other technology things that we have with ozone and with air abrasion and so forth. One of the things you noticed that I was doing was I did a lot of dentistry without having to numb people up.
Blew me away. Blew me away.
Scares people.
Almost scared. I wasn't scared, but I was like, ooh, I don't know about that today.
Yeah.
It went well.
But yeah, it did well. If, again, technique, and if you are doing things teeny tiny and small, mm-hmm. and you do them slow, you don't bring out a great big drill and start making giant holes, mm-hmm. it's very doable.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, your approach checks off all the boxes for all of the apprehensions that traditional dentistry bring. Every time I sit a patient down, there's only one question I get asked. Is it going to hurt? Period.
Yeah.
They heard nothing else I said about any benefits, any, and I try to, you know, kind of meet them where they are. Hey, this is what we're going to do. This is how I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You should not be scared about it because everything that's going to happen is going to happen just the way I said it.
Sure.
Is it going to hurt?
Yeah. Yeah. All that stuff doesn't matter. Is it going to hurt?
Doesn't matter.
So You experienced our new patient experience from the very beginning interview with, we call her the Texas Tornado, with Angela. And all the way through our comprehensive exam and then our debriefing at the end of it all. Share with the folks that are listening what your thoughts are, impressions about our new patient comprehensive exam.
So it goes back to what we were just talking about. When we, you know, are accounting for the things that make patients apprehensive, all right? First thing I notice, the exam doesn't even start in a dental chair.
Right?
We start knee to knee, eye to eye, right? Because we have to make sure that we're starting off in a good place.
Sure.
And so that within itself, I thought, was light years beyond what we were taught.
Oh, yeah. You know? What we're taught in dental school is just to throw people in the chair and go.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't even snap a single x-ray until we had some rapport.
Sure.
Or just some perspective about where you're coming from. Because, again, we have to make sure that we're treating the whole patient. They bring a lot of things with them.
Sure.
That go unaddressed before we even, you know.
And you heard that today.
We heard it.
Yeah.
We heard it. And so it's good to be able to account for those things before we start talking to you, because now even your exam is individualized.
Right.
It's tailored to you.
Right.
Because not only am I going to explain what's going on, but now I know your history. I know your triggers.
Right.
I know a lot of things that can help me treat you better. And so it was great.
And having people asking the right questions, asking the right, wanting to find out the right information about somebody can open them up emotionally more than just, you know, here's what medicine I take, here's what I've had done. It, you know, the lady that you and I are referencing that we watched in the new patient experience had some pretty significant dental trauma.
Yeah.
Historically, and she was bringing that to the table. And had we not talked about it, I mean, tell everybody what her reaction was when we finally opened that door and got her to talk about it.
I mean, it's you can be surprised about how much trauma it really accounts for. You know, you would think it was a bad experience, but you don't think that it carries the weight that it has. It has a lot of soak time. And I mean, she got emotional.
Right.
At least two or three times.
Right.
Just trying to talk it out. And so that within itself just tells you, you know, okay, we need to make sure that we tread lightly.
Sure.
Because and if you didn't know that up front, you could have been adding to the trauma.
Oh, she would have carried that like a piece of luggage.
Yeah.
And any time I could have easily stepped on a landmine that I didn't know was there,
right.
And she would have opened up all that luggage and all that emotion from the previous trauma would have come out, and I would have simply been perpetuating. I would have been the next dentist in line that has had in essence, emotionally violated her boundaries.
Yeah.
And I'd been no better off than anybody else. And I wouldn't have deserved to be any better off than anybody else.
Yeah. And when we're making medical decisions, you know, they're already going to be from an emotional position.
Sure.
But you want it to be such an emotional position that it encourages you to make good decisions. You know, you want those emotions to charge a good decision for the better. You don't want it to perpetuate.
Right.
The negative, you know, effects. And so to just to be able to sift through that in the beginning, it's a great position to be in.
Yeah. We've always found that our new, what was called preclinical interview, gives us amazing amounts of data, really important information about how the patient as a human being wants to be treated, needs to be treated, and go from there. We then transitioned with the patient's permission. Are you ready to go and let us take a look? We went in to do the comprehensive exam, which you watched the whole thing. Tell me about that.
Okay, so.
Okay. It gets even weirder. Okay, here we go.
Right? So I loved how you take your references standing.
Sure.
Because that's how they're going to be walking around.
Yeah.
You know? So just facial symmetry. I mean, just the way that they carry themselves can give you a lot of indications of other things that are going on.
Of course.
And so, I mean, it was just so great. I really appreciate... And because, again, it's a little bit of psychological change. It's so different that you can't lump me in with all the other dental experiences you've had.
Right.
You know, and that's a good thing. And it's not just for show. It is.
No, everything we look at is an important piece of information.
Strategic and important piece of information that helps me treat you. But how I collect it and how we go about it and how interactive the exam is. This is great, man.
Yeah, we have people doing tongue exercises and singing and right. doing all kinds of stuff. Yeah. People look around and go, what on earth is this all about?
It's so disarming in a good way. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because, again, you block the patient, can block the communication.
Right.
Being held up in all of the negative experiences they've had. And you're just thinking about it. You can't help but think about it. So you have to kind of force those feelings out with a new experience.
Yeah.
And so... It's great.
Yeah. Years ago, one of the guys that was training me and teaching me about it, he says, how you really need to think about it is, he says, all of us have a tape deck in our head.
Yep.
And we have this gigantic file folder of cassette tapes. And if you go into a car dealership, then you reach in your little file folder and you pull out your car dealership tape and you pop it in your head. And every experience you've ever had in any previous car dealership plays on that tape. If you go into a school, if you go into this, if you go into that. And he said, everybody comes with a dental experience tape. And so when the patient was walking through your front door, they've got that tape that has a recording of every dental experience they've ever had. And as long as you allow that tape to sit in there and play, you're going to be part of that loop. He said, you've got to get them emotionally to take that tape out and put in a blank tape and start over.
That's right.
And that's one of the reasons we structure it all the way we are, because they quickly realize the old dental tape, this thing doesn't work anymore. It's not applicable. Mm-hmm. And they take it out and they put in a fresh one.
I don't know if you've ever done any, just like reading. I've been doing it recently, just reading about the way we think and just how we, you know, personally, how we go about our day talking to ourselves, those conversations we have in our head, you know?
Sure.
You wouldn't believe, I was reading in an article, 95% of our thoughts are repetitive thoughts, and they're negative.
Really?
95%. And so if you think about it, just like you're saying, we're just continually playing these negative experiences in our head and repeating them. So there is no way in the patient's mind that this is going to be positive.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're predetermined the outcome.
Yeah. And so, like I said, your exam helps them to disarm themselves against themselves.
Right.
You know, it's going to be good. And so, first, how you sit them down, haven't even snapped a picture yet.
Right.
I mean, just the flow of the exam and how it happens. And, you know, I think it's just so good for them. I think their benefits begin almost immediately.
Right. One of the key things that I look for is that at the end of it all, they say, I've got to get my husband, I've got to get my wife, I've got to get so-and-so, I've got to get so-and-so in, because I want them to experience this. And that for me is just the gold standard of when all this stuff happens.
That's right.
Dr. Lang, I tell you what, I certainly appreciate you coming up and spending time in my office. I thank you very, very much. I'm truly honored by the fact that you've done this and you've taken your time out from your busy schedule to do it. And thank you especially for coming on the radio show and sharing what you've seen and what you've heard. And it's truly an honor when a highly esteemed colleague comes in and kind of watches what you do and gives you a pat on the back and a thumbs up and goes, attaboy, not bad. So thank you very, very much.
I really appreciate it, bud.
It's good. All right. Up next, you get to meet my buddy Kevin. Now, have you ever had an experience where it says, I wish somebody had told me that a long time ago? He had that with Elena, my hygienist. He's going to tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. Leading the rising up of dental consumers who are sick and tired of being taken advantage of. No more unnecessary procedures so you can just be drilled, filled, and billed. That is over. And the Dr. Shoup Show is leading the revolution. Learn more or ask your questions now at ddsradio.com. Now, here's the dental industry game changer, Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it is so good to have all of you with me. I really appreciate it. And if you are any listener at all, you know this is my favorite part of the entire program. I get to bring to you friends of mine from up at the office. And today we have a really, really special, cool guy. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Dr. Randy, I am doing great right now.
I really appreciate it, man. I told everybody a little bit of a teaser before we started this and said that, ask him, when has it ever happened to you that you heard something and said, oh my goodness, if I had just known this 5 years ago, it would have made a really big difference. And you and I are going to talk about that subject here in just a second. But I have a first question for you is, how is it that you came to come up to see me in the first place? What message did you hear that said, I'm willing to drive up and check Uncle Randy out?
So, Dr. Randy, so I retired about 3 years ago, and about a year or two prior to that, we, for years, had gone to a family dentist, and he retired, and so we started going to different dentists. So you get familiar with one dentist and their routines. When I found a new dentist, immediately they started looking at the teeth from a different perspective than my long-term family dentist, and they wanted to do crowns. And that was the first time I had ever heard of that. And sure enough, I said, well, gosh, that seems to be the common practice. Why don't we do that? So a couple of years ago, I had two crowns put in. They drilled away the tooth. It was, gosh, it just didn't seem right that all this filing and drilling and sanding and buffing went on. And I just wasn't real thrilled with the process, just what it did to my teeth. So there I am. Ambivalent to the world and listening to the radio as I probably have for years and years, and after one or two times an advertisement for Dr. Randy Shoup came on, and one of the intros was, hey, we don't believe in crowns. If you want a different approach, a different way of looking at things, we don't do crowns. Come talk to us. So I came to talk to you.
And I am absolutely thrilled and delighted that you did. Thank you very, very much. And so we came up and we always sit down in our conference center and have a little conversation first. How did that go for you?
So that little conversation was dramatically different than any other sit-down conversation with a dentist. I would liken it to probably a physical going through if you're going to join the Army or something. You guys went over lots of different things other than just having me say, ah, looking at my teeth and poking and prodding around. It was a full encompassed view of me, my life. What was I sleeping well at night? Could there be snoring issues? Was I having issues with any of my teeth, swallowing? It was amazing to go through the process as opposed to just a typical dentist. What I will say typical is somebody who looks at your teeth. This was a whole encompassing perspective of life.
Well, I'm thrilled to death. You mean I didn't want to disappoint you that I didn't just throw you in the chair and hit the button and go tink, tink, scratch, scratch, poke, poke, you need a crown. I could have streamlined it a bunch, I guess, if I'd have just done that.
We could have sure cut out about a half hour of that whole process.
That's for sure. Well, I am very, very much appreciative of the fact that that resonated with you. We absolutely, our goal is to educate people, to empower you to have a lot more knowledge than you came in with. And then one thing turned into another after our initial exam, and you spent some time with my absolutely amazing hygienist, Elena. If you wouldn't mind, please share your experience that you had with Elena.
Once again, as I have several times now in with Dr. Randy's office. I go in with for the standard, what I thought would be a teeth cleaning process. And lo and behold, we talk about 15 or 20 minutes even before she starts cleaning the teeth. We start talking about the gums and the bacteria and looking at some of the x-rays and where the bone structure I have in teeth, not just cavities, but the bone structure and the gum alignment and lots of different kinds of things that people really haven't talked about in detail. Now, maybe in cursory things have gone in with previous dentists and they mention, oh, you should floss and those things. But boy, she really goes after flossing, the bacteria. They did a little scrape, if you will, to look at the bacteria under a microscope. It's like, holy cow, I'm in here for a teeth cleaning, and I'm looking at the bacteria from my gums on a microscope. And so it is just a different approach to health as well as your teeth. And so we talked about a lot of different kind of things. We talked about brushing. We talked about flossing and how important flossing is. And we went into some great detail about flossing and the bacteria that can grow, that the effect that can have on your immune system. None of these things have really been discussed before. I've always had people say, or the dentist say, go ahead and floss. But the reasons why have never gone into the detail that the group there at Dr. Randy's has done. So I came away quite impressed, was loaded with some new ways of brushing, of flossing, of killing the bacteria, and just working on my immune system.
And I thank you very, very much for that, because, yes, Elena is truly amazing, and she is one of the most gifted hygiene teachers that I've ever been had the pleasure to work with and so forth. And yeah, being able to give you knowledge and give you information, and like you said earlier, why in the heck didn't somebody do this to me 20 years ago? I would have had an entirely different pathway, and by the way, I wouldn't have had two crowns. Thank you very much.
Absolutely true. And I'm one that loves information. I'm one that loves to research and go after things, and you guys just sparked that in this whole process.
Well, Kevin, I cannot be more proud that you consented to spend some time with us, and I'm absolutely thrilled. I know somebody listening is resonating with your story, because we all share a lot of a lot of common ground together. But thank you very much for being able to open up and share your experience, and I really hope and I know that it has helped somebody else out there. Thank you very much for doing that.
Hey, my pleasure. And after 7 years on this earth, to finally find out some of this information, who knew?
Who knew? Why didn't somebody tell me these things? Kevin, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, sir. I'll see you up at the office next time.
Thanks, Dr. Randy. See ya.
See you, buddy. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed listening to that as much as I always enjoy bringing it to you. I am truly honored and thankful to my buddy, Dr. Chris Lang from Florida, for coming up and spending a couple of days in my office with me and sharing that experience with you. And I want you to share with me. I need you to support our Kenya mission trip. We are leaving November the 19th, we'll be gone for 2 weeks, and I need you to go to ddsradio.com, and you can jump over to kinddentistry.org, or go straight to the kinddentistry.org website and make your donation. We are taking backpacks, math kits, all kinds of stuff for the kids, plus we're doing sealants, fillings, and it is going to be a great experience. So, until you and I have a chance to chat next time, be sure to brush and floss.
Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling,